Great day to everyone. Welcome to Project Review with Q. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all your faith in yourself and me. Thank you. Asha, do you have a copy?
Happy everything, Keister, and everybody else.
We have a passive listener with us today.
Oh, yay! Hi, Princess Diana.
Hello, how are you?
Wonderful, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. Good to hear you today.
You too.
Well, what do we want to talk about today?
Talk, aren't you going to sing?
I'm always afraid you're going to nail me on that. Like, a little rusty. A little under the weather. I'll do my best.
Okay.
This one is very dear to me, and I assume to others. Let's see how we do. I want to make sure I get the lyrics out to you all first, because it's very, very moving for me and many others, I'm sure. No more lying friends wanting tragic ends. Though they don't pretend, they won't go when I go. All those bleeding hearts with sorrows to impart. We're right here from the start, and they won't go when I go. And I'll go where I've longed, so long away from tears. Gone from painful cries, away from saddened eyes, along with him I'll bide, because they won't go when I go. Big men feeling small, weak ones standing tall, I will watch them fall. They won't go when I go. And I'll go where I've longed to go, so long away from tears. Unclean minds misled the pure. The innocent will leave for sure. For them there is a resting place. People sinning just for fun. They will never see the sun, for they can never show their faces. There ain't no room for the hopeless sinner who will take more than he will give. He will give. He will give, and he ain't hardly gonna give. The greed of man will be far away from me, and my soul will be free. They won't go when I go, since my soul conceived all that I believe. The kingdom I will see, because they won't go when I go. When I go, no one can keep me from my destiny. No more lying friends wanting tragic ends. Though they do pretend, they won't go when I go. All those bleeding hearts with sorrows to impart, we're right here from the start, and they won't go when I go. I'll go where I've longed, go so long away from tears. That aren't ours anymore. Our destiny. Okay, maybe a little ambitious, but that was our start today. They won't go where I go. By George Michael.
We are the music makers and the dreamers of dreams. Very well done.
It's feeling a little, I had maybe too much coffee. So anyway, but I get it out. So anyway, what are we going to play with today? I love making fun of myself for starters. I do love that. And humility is masterful at settling us down. Wouldn't you say?
I would say. How about Princess Diana? Would you say?
Oh my
gosh. Here we go. I would say.
I can't hear any applause, so I wonder, like, the opera singers I've talked to, they're just like, dude, just stop. And then the people who just turned the music on for the first time in their lives, they go, wow, you're really good. I'm like, who knows what I just did. But anyway, I was feeling really froggy this morning, this afternoon, your day and my day. What do you want to play with today? For starters, you have a new video up, or did you not put that video up?
Yes, but we have so much to
Yeah, okay.
on. Did you want to start with some updates with the PRQ? Because three people sent in the same questions, and they also said we love it when Q sings. So, what do you want to
Yes,
start?
let's. Yeah, why don't you do? I have a couple line items, but why don't you do your why don't you do the questions that came in, if you don't mind, real quick, because I've lost
Okay,
track of them.
great. So the question is, please advise us how to connect with other PRQ participants.
Okay, so what we'll do is have a permission slip from all participants to do that in the future. And so I don't want to give out the information until we get a buy-in from everybody, because not everybody, a lot of people like to be passive. But stay tuned. We'll get a Rolodex for everyone as we get through the pro formas. It would be my opinion. I'd like everyone's input. My opinion is that we need to get some of these projects fulfilled in an organic way that is stimulating to their spontaneity and synchronicity. So I definitely don't want to force people to communicate with each other, and I'm sure everybody appreciates that. But yeah, look forward to a Rolodex that you can take a peek at as we get permission from everybody. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Would it, if they're in sort of high excitement and they want to connect right away, would it be possible as a also an alternative idea to write out a performa about that and to submit it? And then maybe Kristen or Christopher could send it to the people that it might fix with and fit with, and so that they could all connect.
Absolutely. So any suggestion, any ideas, any questions, all should be considered a project. How do we connect with the world about my project might be the project. How do I connect with only PRQ? How do I only connect with Charlie Ward's group, et cetera, et cetera? We could do it all sorts of different ways, and that's what's happening. We're all going to have the freedom to talk to all sorts of people very soon. And yes, that would be a great idea, Asha. Every idea is a project, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So the other, and thank you for answering that. The other question that they had was, how can we find other people who are of the light? Because they find themselves surrounded with aliens and clones.
Aliens and clones, huh? That's what's going on here. Wow, pretty assumptive. It's a great question. I got a radio show. That's how I did it. I'm very fortunate to have found Kristen, Christopher, yourself, Lucia, the mermaid, Aaron, many people. And I did it by turning over rocks. And it wasn't always comfortable for me to go, not as if I went door to door, but one of the greatest things I did was to do the one-on-one work. And I got through a lot of people over the years, and I never it's funny, I never charged for the one-on-one work, but the people who promoted me did. And not to say I didn't receive some monies for the work, but it was my true passion to connect with as many people as I could. So now, as my relationships mature from that work, it is happening naturally because I really, really wanted to help people, and I really wanted people to hear my story, and they just came out of the woodwork, the synchronicities and like folk. And so that's my encouragement for everyone. When you find your passion, for me, it was healing people and strategizing and collaborating. And I just put myself in the mix so I could just see who's who. And that's my suggestion. Focus on your passion, and these folks will show up, is my assessment.
Well said. I remember when you first began reaching out. It was a very, very, very challenging time in your life, but you didn't let anything stop you because you were so excited. And then everyone found you through you doing what was exciting to you. So thank you for doing that.
You bet. I don't even, you know, it's hard to appreciate thank you because it was just so easy to do, you know, without, you know, without resources, every bill collector in the world chasing you, let's say no vision. It didn't even slow me down. It just got faster, basically. I just couldn't help myself. And so that's what you'll be doing too. And it's going to happen more and more in people's lives is you get up in the morning and go, I can't wait to, and you fill in the blanks there. But yeah, that's a great question. And I've gotten over the years, I've gotten that question a lot. Where's the rest of us? And what's interesting to me is my whole life, I know something's off here. So I get all the implants out of me from the industrial military complex. And I've still, even after that, I'm still going, I can get more of me in me. And that's my great passion to share my story because I got all my memories back, so to speak, so that I can show people how to do it. And so maybe that's a solution too. And I look forward to doing that, is showing you how I did it, what your capabilities are going to be. And it's quite interesting that all of us are at that point now. Something smells off in the watering hole. We're not sure what it is, and we keep working for it and just never stop. And I guarantee you'll have success. This is a very pivotal time in our universe, and it is really there for you now. The reason I sang that song was a lot of those legacy relationships, family, friends, or otherwise, they're actually in a different dimension when you live your highest joy. They're actually in another planet now. And you can go down there and go visit them and be part of it and be in the mix, but you're going to have more and more trouble sustaining living with those folks, hanging out with those folks. And it's not an egotistical statement. It's just you're so advanced in your abilities to fly. And nothing's going to stop you now. And so now you're going to sustain it more and more. And that's the other reason your team will start showing up. And everyone has a relationship here of some sort that was, let's say, preordained or not necessarily planned. But in my case, I know my team's here. I know they're here somewhere. I don't know what bodies they're in, but I know they're here. And that's why I'm excited about today's show. And thank you, Asha. Do you have any other questions?
Those were the questions that we received. And I just love what you just said. That's exactly what I was going to say. You know, the more I listen to you and Princess Diana speak, and even Ron Amatron, every time I go out, everyone is filled with light. Like literally everyone, everywhere I go, they're smiling and singing, and it's miraculous. So even listening to you is going to help them connect more if they really integrate your frequencies. And thank you for that.
Yeah, that's how it works. We all design it that way. So just because one of us has a little more horsepower than the other, it's contagious. And I am going to ask Princess Diana for her autograph now.
I want one too.
It's not my name anymore, so I politely refuse.
Fine. And take out the garbage jacket. Okay, very good. Okay. Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
My turn. Okay. Christopher had some good ideas this week in Project of Youth Q. Jesus Flash Mob. I think that's a go. That's going to be a quality project. What do you think?
I love it.
So we need a lot of Jesuses. We're going to need a lot of Jesuses, and we're going around the country. And we're going to do flash mobs. What do you say, everyone? Yeah, right. Let's do it. And this will protect us from the fake Jesus coming out, of course, because now we're going to have 1,000 Jesus. No one's going to really know.
Do we all have to wear like sandals and beards while we're dancing on the street?
Well, I'm going to go with my traditional burqa, but whatever you'd like.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. Loin cloth.
And then, of course, Christopher's other project idea, of course, is a 24-hour spiritual karaoke. And we'll favor rap, of course, and country music combined. You know, they'll complement each other. So Not many people know this, that Depeche Mode played a song, Personal Jesus. Marilyn Manson played that song, Personal Jesus. And Johnny Cash did that song, Personal Jesus. Now, who's the oddball on the list?
Everyone will get that one.
Pretty tricky, huh? Okay, so yeah, so I'm up for the 24-hour spiritual karaoke. That one's going to be tough to manage, but if anyone wants to do that project, that's Christopher's idea, suggestion. Let's see. The Australian lawyer, could you please send in a time we could hook up with you this week or next out of courtesy for your schedule? And the Australian History Museum, I'm calling it, Natural Truth and History, could you also do the same, propose a time? And then the Girls of Ballard, the Ladies of Ballard, the three of you, could you also put in a time when we could reach out to you out of courtesy for your schedule this week or next? And let's see. I think that's about all the bookkeeping I have. And I think I'm ready to go for our other stuff.
Sounds good.
Okay, so one of the key topics for that I'll assume will be very passionate for many of the healers, many of the folks that have come through regarding spiritual education, collaboration. It's very meaningful to me and many others. Is getting our next generation of kids a good start, so this our advances maybe are a little more efficient in these type of bodies. And the topic I want to talk about today, this is my suggestion. Is all of the writers and illustrators, communicators, great communicators, whether it be dance, painting, poetry. Doesn't matter whatsoever. Speakers, salespeople, everything, every walk of life. If we could start, my suggestion is that we start about dreams. And the reason I suggest we start with dreams is we can all agree that the starting point, the most digestible information I think we have here to talk about our collective consciousness and our consciousness, our spirit. If you like soul, I suppose you could use that, but we all agree that we all go to sleep, or most of us do. I may be the exception, but these bodies get tired, we go to sleep, and I'll assure you that your spirit never sleeps. And when you're in these bodies, you don't sleep unless you choose to, because you don't tire it. And I'd like us to start finding a way to communicate that we are observing our life in a human body that was designed to tire out throughout the day. And where do we go when our bodies go to sleep? And so I'm looking for a script that we can explain to children and their parents where it's getting more comfortable to talk about this topic and or a schematic how spirit works coming into the body. And I've drawn it many times for friends and family, and I feel very comfortable drawing it again, but it'd be fun to get a collaboration group together for just explaining how spirit comes into the body, what volume of spirit you're using. And I feel dreams are the best way to explain that, because we have the ability to remember dreams, and then some of us don't remember our dreams. Some of us don't dream at all, so they say to me. And what a dream is what I want us to, that's my great, great goal, is to understand what happens to us when we go to sleep. And with that, I'm just going to leave it right there so you can ask me some questions if you don't mind, Asha.
Thank you. Thank you. Great foundation. So would you like to share what a dream is?
Okay, and then this is why it's tricky for us to start the topic and get parents comfortable with this. And day one, we have to admit that when we dream, we are going to the etheric or farther and back. So we're coming and going, and we're leaving a placeholder in our body when we leave the body. So we have a fingernail on our body, so to speak, while the rest of the nine fingers are out in either hyperspace or universal space or galactic space, if you like that. So I've done my best to explain the intrinsic. This dream is a dream. You're actually dreaming the identity you are. When you leave the body, you're actually more real than you are here. Not to say that this does not have weight. This has tremendous weight because you're expanding the universe. You're participating in another component of the universe. But so I don't get too long-winded on the metrics here and stay on topic. A dream is you leaving your body and participating in another reality. That sound okay?
That sounds great. So okay. When Edgar Allan Poe says, "All that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream," can you elaborate on that?
Right. Absolutely. Perfectly said. You're so powerful, you can be more than one place at one time because there's no such thing as time. You're so powerful, the heart-based imagination, not mind-based, the heart-based transmission machine, a knowledge machine, it can't stop. And so it has no deliberation, it has no, I can't do it. I said it many times, you're like a seal pup swimming around in the ocean, and you can't wait to see what's behind the next crevasse or fjord or bottom of the ocean. You're just so spontaneous. That's even a word that would describe late for how spontaneous you are. So yes, yeah, a dream within a dream. Did you have something to say?
Oh, like I realized that my daytime was the dream state, and the nighttime was my reality when I used to dream of you before I met you. So we'd play together and I'd find you and that was real. And then I'd wake up and I realized, oh, now that I'm awake, this is the dream. What was real was last night with you.
Getting personal, aren't you?
Yeah.
That is a true
story. That's how I realized it was true though, because that was more real. That was more real than when I woke up. So I knew, and that's how I knew to find you.
Yeah, and that is a true story, everyone. And so just, and that's an example of where you're going, and beautifully done. Thank you for that. It is that powerful. Now, whether you can sustain it is really all we're talking about. And the more you do it, the stronger you get and more of your knowledge you get. So we, as an example, we could talk halfway around the world in daytime or nighttime. And so that's basically, I have that ability, and you all have that ability. And so, yep, that's correct. Another question, Asha.
Thank you. Since we're on that topic, I would call that a sweet dream, you know, where you're actually going to where your frequency is more in alignment with your wholeness. So, Princess Diana, if it's okay for me to call you that, the mermaid, she also had another experience that was similar. Would she be willing to talk about that?
Oh, sure. Are we going to talk about my super fanning of myself?
It's so exciting to hear you talk about it.
Okay, yeah. Well, we've all been many, many different, you know, in many different bodies, and especially in the last few decades, names that we'll all recognize. But yeah, so one of my recent ones that I was sharing with Asha recently was in the night I was realizing I was going back into my lives, into my life as Sinead O'Connor. And that was just really exciting for me because I just, that's a favorite one for me. I just loved, I'm very, very proud of who I was then and what I did, and going back into those times. So I would do it in the nighttime recently and get all my memories back and draw upon strengths that I had when I was in that body, where I had different, we have different hindrances and strengths in every body we are in, you know, inside. And anyway, so I'd wake up and it was quite strange because I'd come back to reality, and of course I love my reality as well, but it's a lot denser, it's a lot harder, it's a lot more limiting. And in the night I was exploring that reality as her and with her and getting those memories back. And I had another moment of that last night, Asha, just before I woke up this morning, actually. So that was really fun. And I always get a lot out of it.
Yeah. So what I want to add to that is, so when we were working with kids and parents, obviously, we can start the dialogue with consciousness. And think about all the people that maybe just tune in today and go, these people are nuts. These people are bonkers. Okay. And so the sequence of events of being another person is really what we're talking about, the puzzle. And that's how powerful we all are. These are disposable Bic lighters that you're jumping into, and you're used to being in a more robust physicality that had more capabilities. That's all we're getting at here. And so if you had a more robust physicality from the start, not so you can't get it back, you would remember you're doing it like ourselves. The reason I'd like us to consider a nice storybook, simple storybook for children and their parents around dreams is it's proof that you are going somewhere when you dream. So take my words or get rid of them. At least you can prove something's happening when you dream. Whether you agree that you're more dream here or there doesn't really matter to me. You're still going somewhere. Now, my suggestion in life is always to be authentically 100% as powerful as you can be in any decision you make as the person you are. If you're going to wear the suit and really own it. So I'm not taking away from this reality at all. I'm just stating, once you recognize that your dreams are a tool to exercise sustainability of yourself, whether in the etheric or here, becomes your real horsepower. Hope that helps.
Thank you. It's a very complicated topic because you don't dream, and that's where we want to get to. Princess Diana is dreaming because she's collecting more of her frequencies and doing a great job at it because she's totally conscious in her dream and coming back totally conscious to bring it back here with her to integrate that into her life. And you guys can correct me if that's not accurate. But for most people that are just beginning, some people say, I never dream. That could be because they're not conscious enough to remember it. And some people will dream and have nightmares. So there's a lot of different things that can happen. So would you like to tell us why you don't dream?
Yes, thank you. So prior to, and this is the Achilles heel of the industrial military complex of getting, wiping my memories and all the implants, because when they all got removed, I got them all back. So that was obviously a goal to keep their finger on me and make sure I didn't get my memories back. And so what that allowed me to do is recognize how this works. So for me, I'm continuously on the other side of the fence, so to speak. I'm on the universal side, and I'm dreaming with you right now. So I'm more over there than I am here. And you've seen people channel individuals. You've seen people. So I'm different because I'm a light being. I'm not better. I'm just different. I'm from source continuously right now. And so when I come in here, I don't have a stopping point. There's the etheric, the obstructions of the etheric, if you will, don't exist for me. So I know I'm coming and going continuously. So I can see me from there here, not the other way around. It's kind of like putting your hand in water. You can see your hand underwater. That's what I'm doing right now. And that's why in most cases, when you hear me talk or sing, it should have a frequency from that destination. And that's my great gift, I hope, is that we get to get stimulation from it. Hope that helps.
Thank you. That's actually quite similar in a way to what Princess Diana has been doing with Sinead O'Connor, because she's going out of this frequency into a frequency that's really conducive to more of her wholeness and bringing that back. So she's sharing more time down here maybe than you are, but she's capable of the same thing, correct?
That's correct. So the dedication and commitment, the intention, all of it. So, you know, we did a lot of dialogue around Dawn last week. Well, that's also clues to you that you can be simultaneous. So you can't really judge the sequence of events of when you're in a body, because there's no such thing as time. And that's one of the things dreams proves, is how could I have been in the planet of Ashtar Command, full of crap, Zone 4, and playing with the mystery music bus, and then come back into my bedroom. So if we recognize consciousness as unlimited, as a dream state, then there is no boundaries. See, there's no boundaries is what I'm doing my best to explain. Dreams proves it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Of course, you said, you took exactly the words out of my mouth. I was going to say, if anyone was wondering what would be the point, for me, it's I'm bringing more of that state into this reality. So when I wake up, obviously we're in a much denser reality. It's more limited. But when I'm on the other side, as I call it, I'm more aware of how limitless I truly am, and how limitless this universe, whatever, truly is. And you bring it back here more with you, and then suddenly everything becomes less of a big deal. So just life becomes easier, because all the little things don't worry you anymore. You realize it's all just one big dream, and you can really just do what you want. There's no rules. Nothing really matters. That's all that's getting more and more strength.
Is that a lead? Is that a lead in?
Oh, here we go.
Nothing really matters. Anyone can see. Nothing really matters. Nothing really matters to me.
Who was that again?
Oh, no way did you just say that. It's Freddie Mercury.
That's right.
Man, come on, man.
So exactly. So those words, exactly. So it's like a healthy detachment from things. I think that's like a spirit would be more detached from all the worries, trials and tribulations, and therefore more free, and then just easily making choices that are higher frequency. So that I think bringing the dream state into reality helps me in that way. Anyway.
Nice. Thank you, Asha.
Thank you. So Princess Diana and Q have a lot of light, so they're able to hold their consciousness and see all different frequencies very, very easily. Everyone can get there, and a lot of people are there. But there are some people that don't hold a lot of light right now because they've had a lot of trauma. And for those people, they might be having nightmares. Would you like to share about that?
Yeah, thanks a lot. This is the tricky one for our children book writers, we assume, and explaining to parents and so forth. We've talked in the past, you and I, about solutions. So I want to make sure we have a solution for some of the words I give at the end of this. Because of the restrictions of your awareness in the body, and the hindrances, we'd say, in recognizing the volume, massive volume of your consciousness capabilities, you can go play with some good elements, or you can play some bad. And many times the bad elements of leaving this body are so tricky and so capable of misleading us. So as an example, most of the hypnosis people in these ancient families and the industrial military complex, they would hypnotize most children when they want to abduct them with toys and stuffed animals, dolls, whatever. And then the man in the black hat takes you away to the festival of child sacrifice.
In their dreams, just to be clear, right?
Right. So they're making a dream. They're imposing a dream through hypnosis that you believe. You don't know. It's very, very tricky to use these words, but you don't know the difference between believing and knowing, because it's a fantastic picture. It's enticing. It has energetics that touch your heart in a certain aspects. That's your core, your spirit. Well, when you leave the body, that's happening all the time too, good or bad. And so our dreaming, our horsepower of visionment doesn't have hindrances. We only create. We're master gods of creativity. And so that creativity is, again, the seal pup just looking at what's around the corner. What is that? What is that? What is that? That's all we really do when we're outside of the body. We don't have doubt. We don't have fear. We just keep looking around, very excited. And when you're powerful outside of your body, you get a lot of attention. And you're very, very visible to the dark and the bad. And I'll leave it at that, but I could go very deep with that.
Thank you. So if a person feels as though they don't have a lot of light, or they're not remembering dreams, but they feel like it's possible that they're not staying in their body while they sleep, so maybe they wake up and they're sore, or they've got a wound, or they've got something going on, then most likely they've gone out of their body. So how would you suggest those people would do what they can to stay in their body while they sleep?
Very good. Yeah, so very common for many people to bring in, and the dark really wants to bring in that reality into your reality because you're the horsepower. So that's why people may have scars after doing battle in their dream state, because they're trying to anneal to your horsepower. That's a very long story, so I don't want to get too deep in the woods with that one. But the primary way to hold more space here and sustain it is to demand it and be authentic to it without saying you're begging. It's you, and only you can do this. So as an example, there's many, many ways to do it, but here's a simple way. Before you go to bed, I command my spirit to stay here all night long. It's just something really simple. Or I command my spirit to be here all night long, sustain my body all night, heal, balance me. You can use many different modalities. I have a lot of people say, should I ask for protection all night long? The reason I don't suggest that is now you've now proposed that there's something bad going to happen.
And so, then you invite it in more. Or?
Right. So there's a little bit of door opening there. Mm. And so if you're a little more positive about the outcome, I command my spirit to only play with dear babies, Muppets. I command my spirit to only be, then the Muppets could get abducted. Never mind. Okay. But seriously, holding really on that you want to sustain whatever it is you're doing, because you are dreaming right now, I guarantee you, in a physicality that was engineered.
Or to command your spirit to remember your dreams, if that's what they
you
want.
Can do that. You can do that. Or you can know, I command my spirit to give me all of my knowledge now, continuously, many different words, and it will work. I know many people say, no, I did that last night. I'm still stupid. Okay. Just it's a sustainable process if you stick with the process. It's an exercise. It's just like going to the gym. You just got to practice, and everyone has a different degree of doing it. I hope that helps.
Thank you. I have noticed when you're conscious in the dream and you notice something stands out, for example, the color of clothing that you're wearing, that can help you bring it back with you to remember. But also when people are living a very high frequency experience in their life, then they're much, much more aligned with those higher frequencies when they dream. The main concern right now for a lot of children is they're interacting with electronics that really take down their frequency. Would you like to speak about that?
Yeah, you sound outstanding. You are really shining today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's the trio, isn't it? I always love this.
Yeah, the alternative reality machines, that would be the Xbox, etc., are creating visual impacts to our children. If I had a suggestion for all parents is don't let your kids play these first person, third person video games at all. They're especially with the type of transmitters and receivers you have, that's your smart TVs and iPhones. What you're doing is you're imposing visionary, futuristic harnessing of your creative force. So many children are addicted playing the game. They're already thinking about their next move when they're at school, et cetera, how many people they're going to kill on the video game when they get home, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that's being imposed into your realities that way. So your imaginary horsepower is, as you said, lowered by the electronic imagery, but it's also being lowered because you're participating with electronics as your primary resource for, let's say, playtime, or you're being stimulated a different way than you would with a creative force, like going painting or playing outdoors or hiking, et cetera. It's completely different activity for your heart. Your heart doesn't like video games at all. Your mind loves them. So I hope that helps a little bit.
That's great. And there are frequencies that can come across the electromagnetic energy that's moving through the house. So please, everyone, turn off your Wi-Fi. If you have it, turn it off before you go to sleep. You'll sleep much, much, much better. Would you like to share anything about that?
Yeah. So the sine waves, you know, there's some great acoustic engineers and electrical engineers that can speak comprehensively about this, but the sine waves, they are utilized for targeting. So when you have an IP address on your computer, you have an IP address on your phone, it coordinates frequency, and everyone has their own frequency band that they're playing with all day long in a sine wave. So if I can get your IP address and I can get you to look in the transmitter continuously, and that can be all these devices we just talked about, I can triangulate imposing, I can hijack you, I can scalar you, I can attack you, many different frequencies, but it's not to necessarily kill you, it's just to manage you. Like I can get you to believe that I can take a whole city that's on 5G right now, and I can make them all angry at the same time. I can make them all happy at the same time. I can make them sick all the same time, just with sine waves. Hope that helps.
Thank you. Excellent. And even if you have your Wi-Fi off, if you have a gadget, put it in another room. Put it really far away from you, because there's more than Wi-Fi going on. And a lot of times if people are having, maybe they had a really hard day and they're upset about something and they go to sleep, then that's going to go into their dreams. Their body's going to be attracted to something in that frequency possible. What I find helpful is if you are feeling unsafe, if you imagine what would make you feel safe? You know, maybe it's a kitty or a puppy or a bird singing or the person you love the most holding you, then that can put you in a comfort zone where you might stay in your body. Or if you do go somewhere, it might be somewhere much more pleasant than you would if you didn't do that. And also, Princess Diana, would you like to share how you had these experiences, what you were focusing on before sleep?
Oh, sure. Yeah, when that's in that particular instance, or I'm gonna Yeah, okay. Well,
Did you have something to say about the sine waves or the electronics?
oh, well, I was I'll answer both quickly. In just in relation to children and video games, I just wanted to say I spoke to a child not long ago who's only 9, and he explained to me that he's aware that he's bringing the dark entity. He even knew the word, which surprised me. But the dark beings or entities from the video games that he, in his words, is addicted to into his reality. So he sees them in his room at night and stuff, and that's very real. So you're actually creating a reality for them and bringing them into your reality. So not to scare anyone, but I just really would love to see parents crack down on this digital world a bit and video games and really try to get their kids off them if they can, as hard as it is in this modern world. And then in answer to your question, Asha, yeah, I looked into the eyes of a picture of Sinead O'Connor, and that's what sparked all of this for me. So that's really powerful, looking into the eye, especially the left eye. But voice frequencies as well do the same thing. So first it was a picture because I was playing a song, and then all these memories started flooding back in, and that just really, I don't know why, it just stimulated that. And then the listening to her songs and even some interviews of her speaking and stuff, so the frequency of her voice helped to remind me and bring all that forth for me. If that answers the question, I can't quite remember what the question was.
Perfect. Thank you. Q, were you going to say something?
No, I just want to remind everybody that's actually how it works. So we get stimulated. I've watched it with all the people I get to play with and work with every day is we remember, we don't know exactly what we, but the sound, the tone, the eyes, windows to the soul, everyone as you know, it works. It really works. We did it this way so we remember each other.
Yeah, your voice, Kista, is what sparked my awakening years ago, hearing you speaking on the radio. So the harmonics in your voice, it just was crazy. The first show I heard, a 2-hour show, my entire life changed after that. The words you spoke were important, but it was the frequency of your voice, so my spirit instantly recognized it and went, that I just I was awoken. I woke up, and then I was obviously, it's still a process, but that was the beginning of it. So the harmonics are just very important, and me recognizing you, Asha, when I heard your voice for the first time as well, same thing. So it's really interesting. I love that.
Of course, that lends itself to the first question. How do I find the others? Yeah, you got to go find the others, I think is the short version of it.
Yes, thank you, and I concur. Princess Diana, that's how I felt with both of you. It really, when you find your family, everything becomes so much easier and so much more fun. And I was going to ask you, Princess Diana, have you noticed that your singing voice is improving?
Unfortunately not. We were just talking about this. It's like
I disagree. I disagree.
that's one thing I
Now, here's a better one. How does she know that you've been playing around with your voice?
I know, Asha always
Only
knows everything.
I would know that, right?
Yeah, no, it's frustrating because I know as our limitless selves, as our true selves, we can do whatever we want, we can change whatever we want about ourselves instantly. And so I am playing with that in this body of how far I can take it, and I would love to change and enhance things about myself as we all would. Why not to have more fun in this experience? So a beautiful singing voice would be probably top of my list. I'll keep working on
It's coming. It's coming. I can.
it.
And just before, I want to touch on what you said because I'm feeling into the audience and some people. The reason why Princess Diana focused on Sinead is because she already knew she was Sinead. So please don't take any picture of anybody because you admire them and do that because you never really know who they are or what they're connected to. You might idolize someone and then find yourself in courting with something that you might not want to. So,
Absolutely.
Yeah, on that note, you can actually make me, if you take a picture of me with an iPhone, it will get keep me sick for probably a couple hours. I usually cloak. I can defend myself and so forth, but I do not allow anyone to take pictures of my eyes for sure.
Yeah, that's really important. You see a lot of people who do a lot of videos or get their pictures taken everywhere with all these different people, and they're having a hard time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a signature. We all have a signature. And these machines are designed to start working on that DNA. The NATO complements the restrictions and what I'm calling the IP address of your calling card in your bodies. Very long story, but to stay on topic, I'm really looking forward to people bringing a project around dreams, how to explain them to our children, our parents, so we get a little more comfortable for the next generations of, okay, everyone, it doesn't look like our modern education system is going to help us. Our religions aren't obviously helping us. They're just making sure I don't get to speak would be my assessment of religion, and or tell you what's going on here, that you're dreaming this reality, and that's how powerful you are, and it's amazing what you're doing. You're very proud of what you're doing. And to make a backbone for this story is my call out to this next round of sandboxers is, how do we make these books so it's digestible and maybe stair-step it without making a book and making it our own? And that's my suggestion.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you, both of you. This has been really exciting. Thank you for the great information.
Bet. Did you have any more questions?
It looks like we're just out of time. And the only other thing I wanted to say is, when Q said Don, he was talking about Donald Trump. Just some people might get confused with Don at BBS. And thank you, Don. We love you. And thank you, Kristen and Christopher and Princess Dana and Kuster. I love you all so much. Thank you, listeners. I love you.
Yeah, I think Don's going to let us go a little long because she started late, but he'll give us a notice. But I'll had a couple requests for Ocean Trek. So Ocean Trek has always been a passion of mine for many, many, many years. and you got news that we got the first boat locked down, and it's interesting that how the vessel comes into reality. It's amazing. You know, obviously we don't make any revenue off Project Ruth Q, a nominal at best. So it's really interesting to see how we would keep progressing a very ambitious project. And I can't wait to give you all the steps and the next steps. And my great excitement here is how are we going to use this vessel in Ocean Trek? Because I profess to share these resources. I want everyone to get out there and have an incredible time on the water. The first day we take a look at this vessel, very first day, a school in Fiji calls us and said, we'd really like to be a part of this. Ocean Trek doesn't even have possession of this boat, and there's already people calling us. And so that's the help I'm going to need now is, how do now your projects, your ideas that can be turned into projects, I need your help to facilitate what are we going to use the vessels for? And so I need help with curriculums, location, age range, and the most important thing is, I need someone to make nightly skits. Comedy acts at night for the kids is very important on the beach, right? And someone who can play the banjo, obviously. And we need class clowns. So I've always envisioned a summer camp to have skits every night and a bonfire. And so that's my suggestion. I need all those ideas to come through as projects, so we can start coordinating and collaborating right on. And here we are at the end of the hour. He does it to me, so I won't sing again.
That was so exciting. I love what you just said. Thank you.
Anyway, much more to come. Keep the renewals coming. That's how we get a hold of you. That's my Rolodex. My love to you all. My love to you all. Thank you for having so much faith in yourself and myself.
Yeah, my love to everybody. Thanks for listening.
Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. Bye. We love you.
Bye. Love you.